我们今天的圣经是尼希米记第二章十一节到二十节。我到了耶路撒冷，在那里住了三日。我夜间起来，有几个人也一同起来，但神使我心里要为耶路撒冷做什么事，我并没有告诉人，除了我骑的牲口以外，也没有别的牲口在我那里。当夜我出了孤门，往野狗井去，到了粪场门，查看耶路撒冷的城墙，见城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。我又往前到了泉门和王池，但所骑的牲口没有地方过去，于是夜间沿溪而上，查看城墙，又转身进入谷门，就回来了。我往哪里去，我做什么事，官长都不知道。我还没有告诉犹大平民、祭司、贵胄、官长和其余做工的人。以后我对他们说，你们所遭遇的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。我告诉他们，我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话。他们就说，我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做这善工。但何伦人参巴拉并为奴的亚门人多比亚和亚拉伯人基善听见，就嗤笑我们，藐视我们，说，你们做的是什么呢？要背叛王吗？我回答他们说，天上的神必使我们亨通，我们做他仆人的要起来建造，你们却在耶路撒冷无份无权无纪念。
谢谢。You know, when I started preaching on this book, I say that a vision, God has a vision, and His vision is based on love.
我们开始在讲这个尼希米记的时候，我跟大家说，神是有一个对我们是有一个意向，神的这个意向是基于他的爱。
And so, out of His love for mankind, He sent His Son Jesus on a mission.To save us from our sins.
因为神对我们人的爱，所以他差遣他的爱子耶稣成为人来拯救我们。
And I also say that Nehemiah's vision is based on love for his people.
我也讲到尼希米对尼希米的意向也基于他对他的百姓的爱。
And so he's embarked on a mission to go and help his God's people and his own people.The Jews in Jerusalem.
当他开始这个使命的时候，到耶路撒冷去帮助这些犹太人，在耶路撒冷的犹太人。
And he asked God to show him favor before this man whom is the king of Persia.
他恳求神对他的特别的恩典在这个王的面前蒙恩。
And this man is King Artaxerxes.
这个是亚达薛西王。
Who then show him favor through providing, first by giving him permission to go back to Jerusalem, providing for all the materials he needs to build the wall, and then the provision to build the land, and the protection to go back to Jerusalem.
所以神这个王就恩待尼希米，不仅给他可以安全通过的诏书，也保护派马兵来保护他，并且给他这个准许，还让王从这个园林里面，王的园林里面给他所需要的这个林木。
And vision is biblical.
意象是圣经里面所提讲的。
And Proverbs 29:18 says, "When there is no vision, the people perish."
在箴言里面讲到，没有意象，民就放肆。
You know, business people understand the importance of vision better than Christians.
在这些商业的人员们，比我们基督徒更清楚意象的重要性。
Because they spend their resources making sure their workers know the vision.And that they are fulfilling it.
他们花费很多的资源，以确保他们的员工知道他们的意向是什么。
While Christians, often we do is just write a vision statement, and we do not conscientiously use our resources and gifts to fulfill it.
我们基督徒放了一个意象在那里，然后呢，并没有花特别用心的去花费我们的资源来实现这个意象。
You know, the NASB version of the Bible translated Proverbs 29:18, the word perish as unrestrained.
这个地方就是有一个不同的翻译啊，没有意象，民就灭亡，也可以做没有意象，民就放肆。
And the word unrestrained has the idea that people can do as they like.
放肆的意思就是说啊，百姓没有自己的这个限制，他们就做自己想做的。
So it's not so much dying, but it is when there's no vision, the people just do as they like.
这个就不完全的意义上是说灭亡，而是说这些百姓就做他们想做的。
In other words,We can become like the people in the book of Judges, doing what is right in our own eyes.
就像在《士师记》里面所讲的以色列的百姓一样，就是这些百姓就做任意而行，行他们眼中为对的事。
And Nehemiah's vision arises from the point when he heard the trouble and disgrace of God's people in Jerusalem.
尼希米的这个意象是从他的弟兄来跟他讲耶路撒冷受难的这个情形开始的。
And he cried for them, he prayed to God for them.
他为他们来痛哭，他为他们来祷告，来恳求。
And then God gave him, out of that vision, a mission to go and fulfill it by rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem.
神就给他这个意象，也给他这个使命，去耶路撒冷来重建这个城墙。
And so he asked God for favor from this man.
所以他就跟神求啊，他在啊王的面前蒙恩。
So that he can leave the palace to go to Jerusalem to do this work.
让他可以在王的面前蒙恩，让他可以离开这个王宫，然后到耶路撒冷去建造城墙。
And we saw in chapter 1 and then chapter 2 until verse 10 all this that I talk about.
这就是第一章和到第二章第四节为止所讲的。
And now in this passage he arrives safely to Jerusalem and ready to begin the work.
今天的经文就是他已经安全抵达耶路撒冷，开始要预备这样的一个事工。
And the first thing we would think that Nehemiah would do was when he reached Jerusalem, call all the elders of the city together and tell them, let's form a committee and delegate the work out.
我们想象的如果是尼希米到达耶路撒冷的时候，应该是召集所有的这些长老官员来开一个会议，说我们要形成一个委员会，然后把这个事工分下去，让别人来做。
No, he didn't do that, right?
不，他没有这样做。
But that's what we always do in the church too, right?
可是这是我们在教会里经常都是这样来处理问题的，是吗？
No, Nehemiah did not sit in the boardroom and command from them.From there to do the work.
尼希米不是在这个会议室里面，在这个控制室里面来发挥这个指令，让别人去做。
You know, he went down to see what's happening.
尼希米是下去去查看，看要怎么样去做。
You know, in management, the management people have this saying. Those who are into managing.Area, they have this saying.
管理人员通常有这样的一个一个俗称，一个规定。
They talk about managing by walking around on the factory floor.
他们讲所有的这个管理人员要下到工厂里面，在这个车间里面看怎样去管理。
And by doing that, you begin to understand the people and their problems.
在这个当场来看的时候，他们才会明白问题是什么。
Then you know how to make plans for the company.
然后知道怎么样来设计计划来解决问题。
And we read here that after 3 days staying in Jerusalem, Nehemiah did just that.
我们看到阿尼西米到达耶路撒冷三天，他做的就是这件事。
Why he waits 3 days? We do not know.
为什么是三天？我们不知道。
You know, most of us when we arrive, the first thing we want to do is get to work.
我们通常如果是到的时候，第一天就想着我们马上开始工作。
But you must know he traveled a long way to get there.
我们要知道尼西米是走了很长的路程到达耶路撒冷。
And so he needs 3 days actually to rest.
所以他这三天其实有点是在休息。
So even if you fly from China or Taiwan here, you need time to recuperate from the jet lag, right?
如果你从台湾飞过来，你还是需要一点时间来调整。
So it's not surprised that he rested 3 days before he did his homework.
所以我们看到他在这里住了三天之后，然后开始在做他的这个功课。
And he surveyed the broken down wall.
他去查看，去调查看这个城墙是怎样的破。
But the funny thing is that he did it in the night.
比较有趣的是他是在晚上去查看的。
And so people ask why he's so secretive about it.
有人会问说他为什么要这样子秘密的去做这件事呢？
And so there are many answers given by those people who comment on this passage.
有很多解经家有不同的这个答案。
And so some say he didn't want people to know what he has in mind to do.
有人说他不想别人知道他在想什么。
Others say that he don't want to draw attention to himself.
也有人说他不想别人注意到他。
Or maybe he wanted to, you know, to look at the situation and so he know how to plan to protect themselves while they are doing the job.
还有人说也许他只是去到这里来筹划一下，看如果他们在这里做工的时候敌人会怎样来攻击他们。
Or he want to know all the details of the work first before he can appeal to the people to come and join him.
所以他要筹划，他要计划所有的这个细节之后，然后再来跟人们来沟通。
Or he wanted to just to confirm what Hanani say is true.
也许他只是要确认Hanani所跟他讲的是真的。
Or last of all is if someone was to say,What do you know? You are an outsider. You never lived in this city before.
就好像有人他要跟人说的时候，别人会说你是一个外人，你根本就没住在这里，你怎么会知道我们的情形是怎么样呢？
No, you're just an outsider. You have no knowledge of what is happening here. So don't tell us what to do.
你就是个外人，你根本就不知道是什么样的情形，你也不要来告诉我们应该怎么做。
It may be all these reasons that people suggest.
所以可能有各种各样的原因在这里。
And it is not wrong because God gave us a brain.
这个也没有什么错，因为神给我们每个人有一个脑袋。
And we should use it.
我们应该要善用我们的脑筋。
In fact, Woodrow Wilson, the 28th President of the United States, said this.
实际上第28届的艾森豪威尔美国总统他有这样说。
I not only use all the brains that I have.
我不仅用尽我自己的脑筋。
But all that I can borrow.
我还尽可能的去借用别人的脑筋。
And that's what we need to know.
这是我们应该所需要的。
We need each other.
我们要善用其他借用别人的意见。
See, Nehemiah, before he asked the others, he first does his homework.
所以我们看尼西米在问跟别人来讲之前
because
他先要去自己做这个功课。
Because it is his job as a leader.
因为这是他要做的这个使命，这个事工。
And so Nehemiah as a leader is not only a visionary, but he's an implementer of the vision that God has given to him.
所以尼西米不仅是一个有意向的有远见的领袖，他还是一个执行者。
And not many leaders are like him.
我们通常不是很多人有这两种。
They're either a visionary or they are just a person who manage or care about the details.
我们知道通常就是这样子两种人，一种就是有意向的然后另外一种就是执行的。
Okay, I call them the detailers.
就是
Detailers.
就是要去做这些所有的这些细节。
是啊，对。Okay. And if They are insecure as detailers. They will micromanage everything.
如果一个人他不是很有安全感的话，他可能就会管理一切的细节，管东管西的，所有的细节都要管。
And they also find it very hard to step out in faith because they want everything to be, they want to know everything and they want to control everything.
他们也不能够退一步然后退出，有的时候让别人来做，因为他们很难相信，他们需要知道每一个细节。
And those people who work with them get frustrated.
在这种什么都管的这个老板的下面，通常都很难，这雇员都会很难过。
And so we need both.
所以我们会需要，两种人都会需要。
Because not everyone is the same.
因为不是每个人都是相同的。
But more importantly, as I said the last time, as a leader, we need to have courageous faith.
但是更重要的是我上次其实有讲到，我们做领袖的一定要有勇气，然后也要有信心。
Because that courageous faith is going to take you to implement or to move people forward to that vision.
因为要有这个很勇敢的信心，才会让我们能够去执行这些任务，并且带领百姓往前走。
And they also know, and this is my second point beside courageous faith, is that they need to know they need others.
第二点我上次所讲过的，他们不仅要有勇敢的信心，他们还要知道他们需要其他人的帮助。
And Nehemiah knew.
尼希米都知道。
And because you will find him after that, he's doing his homework.He will communicate his vision to the people and call them to join him.
尼希米都知道，是因为我们看到他不仅他做完他自己的这个功课之后，他也跟所有的这些领袖百姓来讲他自己的意向，然后要他们一同的来做工。
You know, there's a story about a company that rented two rowing boats.
我们有个故事，就是两个公司在比赛这个挖土。
And so the company rented these two rowing boats for the picnic for their picnic.
就是为他们的这个大概是他们的野餐会的一个活动。
And so they invited a rival company to come and race with them.
他们就邀请另外一个公司来跟他们来比赛。
And the rival company.Accepted and won the race by 11 boat lengths.
这个公司就赢了他们11个什么
boat length 船的长的。
比他们就有多过11个
船的 length 算。
不知道这个单位。
Okay, 明白了，你们明白。Okay. So the embarrassed host company.Appointed a committee to find out why they lost the race.
所以这个主办的单位就很尴尬，所以他们就组成了一个委员会来调查为什么他们失败。
And the committee appointed several task forces to study the various aspects of the race and figure out why they lost.
所以这个委员会就分下面好几个的任务，然后要让去调查他们为什么失败，然后去找出这个原因。
And so they met for 3 months.
所以他们就开了几个月的会。
And then they issue a preliminary report.
他们就给了一个初步的报告。
And basically the report blamed the rival company.
这个基本上就是在指责对方。
Saying that they are unfair.
说他们不公平竞争。
They say they had 8 people rowing and one coxswain.The one who sit there and command, right? Steering and shouting out the beat.
不公平的之处就在于他们是有八个人在那里在那里做工，然后有一个人在那里指挥跟呐喊助威。
But they only had one person rowing, 8 people shouting and steering.
然后这个主办单位的就只有一个人在做工，然后有八个人在呼喊在指挥。
So the board thanked the committee and asked them to study further and make recommendations for a rematch next year.
所以他们的董事会就要求他们说，那你们再进一步研究一下，那我们下一年怎么能赢呢？
And 4 months later.
四个月之后。
3 plus 4 is 7, right? 7 months later, in total, they came back with a recommendation.
所以他们过了这又四个月之后又回来来讲给报告。
And their recommendation is what?
他们的推荐是什么呢？
Our guy has to roll faster.
男的比会做的会比较快。
Total of 7 months, they still didn't get it.
过了七个月，他们基本上什么都没有得出来结论。
They didn't realize they need more people to roll and less people to be telling them what to do.
他们根本没意识到他们真正的原因，他们需要更多的人一同的做工，而不是更多只有一个人做工，一群人指挥。
Likewise, the theme for this book that I start with preaching is rebuilding the church. We need more people to do the work.
同样的，当我们来讲这个用尼希米记来讲建造教会的时候，我们需要更多的人一同的来建造。
It's not just one guy.But it's all of us.
不是一个人，而是我们所有的人要一同的来建造。
And not only that, we must not be afraid of the inconveniences or the hardship.
下一张 slide. 我们不仅是说要每个人要去做，而且我们要不怕艰难险阻。
And so in 14 to 16 verses 14 to 16, you see Nehemiah.His example is an example for us.
我们看到尼希米在这里，他不仅是他是众人的榜样，他也是我们的榜样。
And so Nehemiah, we read here that he wasn't afraid of the inconvenience he encountered in verses 14 to 15.
我们不仅是看到尼希米不仅他不怕这些不方便这些拦阻，我们看到14节、15节的地方。
He says, I move on toward the fountain gate and the king's pool, but there's not enough room for my mouth to get through. So I went up the valley by night, examining the wall. Finally, I turned back and re-entered through the valley gate.
我们看14节、15节。14节，我又往前到了泉门和王池丹所及的牲口，没有地方过去。于是夜间沿溪而上，查看城墙，又转身进入谷门，就回来了。
In other words, he took a different route, and probably this route is a longer route.
这个地方我们可以看到他就是过不去，所以他就绕路换了一条路走，可能是更远。
Because he has to go up valley, down valley, and so forth, and then come back to this valley gate.
所以他是需要从这个谷地要上去，要上去，要下来，这样子应该是更花费时间。
And remember, he was doing it in the night. Doing it in the night.
我们记得他是在夜间去做的这件事。
You know, and when he was doing, and then he come to this roadblock, he tried his way to get through, but could not. Finally, he realized that even he come down from his horse or his donkey, he cannot get through with that animal that he has with him.
我们看到这个地方，他就是夜间，他这样子试图过去的时候，他发现这个地方这个没有地方让这个牲口可以过去，所以他就这样子绕路，然后再往前走。
If your factory workers are working night shift or overtime at night, where would you be?
如果你去到工厂看这个每一个轮班的这个，他们有每个工作八个小时，然后他们会怎么样
？Where would you be as the CEO?
你是一个，如果你是这个 CEO 大老板的话，你会怎么做呢
？At home sleeping, right?
对，当他们值夜班的时候，你应该是在家睡觉。
Okay, but not this.Leader.
但是不是这个领袖，不是尼希米。
He did his homework. He faced the inconveniences that he has to bear to lead his people.
尼希米他做好自己的功课，他不怕这些所有的这些艰难，然后他弄清楚事情是怎么样。
So this is one of the things we can learn about from Nehemiah is that if we really say we want toRebuild the church, and we are willing to make sacrifices. We must learn to bear with all these hardship and inconveniences.
所以我们应该可以从尼西米来学习，当我们想要来好好建造教会的时候，我们就要不怕这些艰难，我们要愿意牺牲，然后不怕这所有的这些不方便。
You know, when we were in Toronto, when we moved back from US back to Canada, we bought a house in Toronto.
当我从美国搬去加拿大，搬去多伦多的时候，我们在那买了一个房子。
And one of the things we found out when after we moved in.
我们搬好东西，搬东西的时候，然后我们就发现。
You know, because when I was putting all the utensils and dishes and pots into the kitchen cabinet, I found out that the cabinet doors on the outside is painted brand new, but the inside was not.
然后我把所有的厨房的这个厨具用餐具要放进去这个柜子里的时候，发现这个这所有的柜子它外面都漆好了，但是里面全部都没有漆。
And then after that, I went.And I found that furthermore in the rooms, the doors, some of them are the same. Outside painted, inside is not.
然后我就去查看其他的的房间，然后发现还有很多其他的门都只是外面漆了，里面还原封不动。
The seller was obviously didn't want to inconvenience himself by taking out the doors and painting the kitchen cabinet doors himself.
很明显，这个卖主是很怕这个麻烦，所以呢，他就不想花时间，他就只把外面漆了。
So that he could sell it quickly.
他只是想尽快的把它卖掉。
See, unless we are willing to be inconvenient.
我们知道只有我们不怕这些所有的不方便的时候，
We cannot be successful. We cannot move forward.
我们是不可能真的是往前走，不可能胜利的。
You know, we think we just hire some people to come and do it, and it's okay. We can get the job done.
如果我们想着就是说我们雇个人，然后让他来做这件事，把这个事情做完啊。
If you are remodeling your house, yes. If you are remodeling your house.
如果你要修缮你的房屋的话。
But in building the church, it's not like that.
但是就是你修缮房屋你可以这么做，但是建造教会这样是不行的。
We need every hand on board.
我们需要所有的人一同的来努力。
The God did not intend for the church to be built by one man.
神不是要一个人来建造教会，要是所有的人来建造。
That's why he formed the church.
这是为什么他要形成教会的原因。
That's why he wants us to be equipped ourselves to be equipped to do the work together.
这是为什么要我们每个人要装备自己来一同的来建造教会。
It's not just one man or a few men.
不是一个人或者是几个人。
It's everyone to be involved.
是所有的人。
And we cannot do it from the boardroom.
我们不能就在会议室里就觉得可以造成。
But we have to come down from that boardroom.
我们需要实地的去查看，去做所有的这些工。
And the next thing Nehemiah did was communicated what?He saw and the vision as well that God has given to him to call the people to join him.
第二点然后就是尼西米就去跟大家去分享他这个意象，他不仅是要清楚地把他自己的意象讲出来，而且是他所经历的，他所看到的。
And the first thing we read in verse 17 to 18 is that he communicated it very clearly to them.
我们看到第十七节、十八节，他首先他跟他们非常清楚的在讲述他的自己的这个意向。
He did his homework, he counted the cost, and now he is doing the second part.
我们知道他做了他的自己的功课，然后他也计算了这个成本，然后他现在要来跟大家来一同的来讲这个意向。
And then to call them to join him.
来呼召他们来跟他一同的来做工。
And in 17 to 18, you'll see that three things he mentioned.
我们看到17节、18节里面，他讲到三件事。
He says, we have a problem.
我们有这个问题。
Jerusalem lies in ruins.
耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门怎么被焚烧。
Its gates have been burned with fire.
继续。
Okay. And then the second thing he says, but God is on our side in verse 18.
但是然后他就把这个问题讲清楚之后，他就鼓励他们说，但是神在我们这边。
And then the thing he says is, it's our responsibility.
然后第三点他就讲我们的责任是什么。
So what can we learn from what Nehemiah did? What can we learn from what Nehemiah did?
所以我们要来看就是我们从尼希米能够学到什么。
First is that we must recognize that we have a problem.
所以我们必须要先认清我们的问题。
And it's not just the leaders seeing the problem.
不只是领袖们看到问题。
Everybody must see the problem.
每个人都要看到我们的问题。
And how do they see it?The leaders have to communicate it.
他们要怎么大家怎么会能看到呢？所以这个领袖一定要讲述清楚。
But we have a problem here because sometimes we don't communicate because we think it's too sensitive.
我们在这里有时候我们有的问题的时候，有很多问题的时候，我们不跟大家沟通，因为我们觉得这是太敏感的问题。
Or they don't need to know.
或者说他们不需要知道。
You know, whether sensitive or not, or whether they need or not to know, if that vision concerns the building of God's church, they need to know.
不管这个问题是不是敏感，不管他们是不是需要知道，如果是关乎怎样建造教会的问题，他们就需要知道。
Second, we must admit that we need God's help.
第二点，我们还必须要承认，我们需要神的帮助。
You know, oftentimes we just use our own human wisdom to do it.
有很多时候，我们只是用我们人自己的智慧去做这些事。
Instead of tell God, God, I need your help.
而不是跟神说，神呐，我需要你的帮助。
And then thirdly, we must accept it together that this is our problem.
而且我们是应该一同的来承认这是我们的问题。
And so if it's our problem, it's our responsibility.
如果这是我们的问题，这就是我们的责任。
You know, in the three language church, I often hear this.
在三个语言的堂的这个教会里面，我常常说。
Oh, it's the Cantonese problem, or it's the English problem. It's not our problem.
我们常常会听到有人说哦，这是粤语堂的问题，或者这是英文堂的问题，或者这是国语堂的问题。
But we fail to see that it's all our problem.
我们没有看到这是全教会的问题。
And then he gives two reasons why they should join him.
他给他们两个理由，为什么他们应该一同的来做工。
That is when everything is built or rebuilt, we will not be in disgrace.
它第一个原因就是当这个城墙建造好的时候，我们就不会再受凌辱。
And the second reason is the same reason where he uses to encourage the people is that God is with us.
第二个原因他给出来的就是当他刚才在鼓励他们的时候提到的，神与我们同在。
Not only God is with us, the King is also on our side.
不仅是神与我们同在，神帮助我们神也让王施恩的手帮助我们。
In verse 18, you read this.
18节。
Yeah.
我告诉他们，我们神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话。
Mm-hmm. But question is, are we willing to trust God and trust His leader who is telling you the vision?
但是现在的问题是我们是不是相信我们的神，相信我们的神借着我们的领袖所跟我们所分享的这个意象呢？
And if we are not, then the leader cannot lead you.
如果我们不相信的话，那所有的领袖也没办法带领我们。
But the good news here is that if you once you follow and listen and the wall is rebuilt, Nehemiah says that you don't have to live in fear.
如果我们愿意去听从愿意去相信的话我们看到啊有啊尼希米在这里跟他们讲的我们真的不需要畏惧。
Because they were fearful that enemies would come and attack them because their walls is broken down.
我们知道他们其实当时是非常的惧怕因为他们的城墙是啊破损的损坏的然后敌人会随时可以来攻击他们。
And also when it's rebuilt, people will feel safe to come to your city to trade with you without fear.
当你这个城墙重建完成的时候别人就可以就会觉得很安全的可以愿意来到你的城市来跟你不管是做生意交往。
And you and those people living outside the city, they can come and worship in the temple without fear.
而且住在耶路撒冷以外的人也可以来来到城里来圣殿来敬拜。
So in other words, it's good for you politically, it's good for you economically, and also spiritually.
所以我们看到不仅是对政治上面、经济上面，还是属灵的上面，都是对他们有益处的。
So come join.
所以我们一同来做工吧。
And that's what he is appealing for them to do.
这就是尼希米怎样跟他们来劝说他们加入。
As he communicated clearly to them.
当他这样清楚地来跟他们分享。
But despite of this, there was also people who opposes Nehemiah.
尽管如此，我们也看到有一些敌对的势力在那里。
Because in verse 19, you'll find that three guys, his colleagues, will come and attempt to cause him to stop work.
我们看到这些敌他开始要做工的时候这些敌人就开始试图来阻止他。
But Nehemiah wasn't afraid, wasn't deterred.
尼希米不惧怕，他也不耽搁。
He appealed to them on this basis.
他这样子跟他们来呼吁。
God is on our side, the king is on our side.
神在我们这边，王也在我们这边。
And so the people were convinced and they joined him.
所以百姓就被说服，所以就加入一同的来做工。
You know, there's a story about a pastor who got up one Sunday to announce to his congregation.
有个故事，有个牧师在主日的时候对他的会众来宣布说。
He said, "I have good news and I have bad news for you."
我有一个好消息，也有一个坏消息。
The good news is we have enough money to build our new building.
好消息就是我们有足够的资金来建造新的会堂。
The bad news is it is still in your pockets.
坏消息就是这个钱还在你的钱包里。
And I'm not asking you to give, don't worry.
不要担心，我不是要求你们今天要奉献。
But if you know what your leaders are doing and you trust your leaders, you will not only just give your money, but you give your time and your effort into the work.
当你信任神，当你信任你的领袖的时候，你不仅是会贡献你的钱财，而且更多的是你的时间、你的精力会花在这上面。
And you won't just say, "Hey, let's do this," or "We must do this and do that," but we dare not step out in faith to do the work.
我们不是只是口头上讲，我们需要做这个，我们需要做那个，但是我们却没有开始动手去做。
But it must be for a greater cause. A greater cause.
但是这个所需要耗费的是很巨大的。
You know, it must be bigger than just getting our own language pastors.
这个所需要考虑的是要比我们想象的要大，不只是说要有我们语言堂的牧师。
It's about rebuilding the whole church.
而是要怎样重建教会。
To fulfill God's purpose for our existence as a church.
来实现神对教会的目的和愿望。
And that is to fulfill the great commission of evangelizing the lost and making disciples of them.
就是成就大使命，然后让所有的失丧的人听到福音，来造就门徒，使人归主。
Personal interests and concerns are not enough to unite people.
个人的这个个人的利益跟个人的关系所关注的事情是不足以让我们可以合一。
We wish they could.
我们希望能够合一。
But there are too many.
但是有太多的这些不同的利益跟关注。
We can't satisfy everyone.
我们不能够满足每一个人。
Because they are all from men themselves.
因为这些所有的每个人的要求都是从他们自己出发的。
But it is when it is based on God's vision and mission, then God will give us success.
但是当我们这个是基于神的意向和使命，我们所做的才能够胜利。
The rebuilding of the wall is not so that it you know it's not all about temple worship in Jerusalem.
他们重建这个耶路撒冷城墙，不只是要让他们可以在耶路撒冷的圣殿敬拜。
Remember, Zerubbabel led the first return to rebuild the temple.
我们记得所罗巴伯第一次归回的时候重建圣殿。
Then after that, Ezra led the second return to restore worship inside the temple.
然后我们看到伊斯拉带领第二次的回归，然后他重建圣民，重建这个敬拜的秩序。
But something is missing.
但是有什么？有一些好像还在缺失的。
And that is the well-being of that whole group of people in Jerusalem.
就是他们全耶路撒冷的人的这个，他们还不能够好好的在那里生活。
They are in trouble and disgrace.
他们有遇到这样子的难处跟凌辱。
The wall is broken down. They live in fear and they live in poverty.
城墙被毁坏，他们活在恐惧和贫困里面。
And so Nehemiah's calling is to go and restore the peace and security so that they can do all these things, including temple worship.
所以尼希米来呼召他们来重建城墙，来重新来恢复和平安全和他们在这里能够好好的生活敬
拜。And to trade they can provide for themselves.
因为通过这个这个商业来做这些买卖，可以帮助他们能够提供他们所需要的。
It's bigger than just Sunday worship, so to speak.
比他们这是一个主日的敬拜是一个更大的。
It is about the Great Commission.
有助于大使命的完成。
And that's God's calling for His disciple, for His church to fulfill.
这就是神对他的门徒们所呼召他们去做的，去所完成的使命。
God wants the church to continue to fulfill this mission He has given to His Son, now passed on.To the church.
神要教会来继续来完成他所差遣他儿子所完成的这个使命，让教会来继续的来完成这个使命。
And God, Nehemiah not only communicated clearly, he communicated confidently.
神在这里让尼希米分享他这个意向的时候，他不只是很清楚的在这里讲述，而且是没有畏惧，大有信心的讲述。
Because in the midst of opposition.
因为我们看到在这些的反对的当中，
these three guys, his colleagues, because Nehemiah has been promoted as governor of Judah, so he becomes colleague, he's just a cupbearer.
我们记得这个地方有三个，这三个人是相当于他的同僚一样，因为我们记得这个时候尼希米还没有被提拔成为犹大的省长，这个时候尼希米的身份还只是王的酒政。
And so they come and mock at him.
所以他们就来嘲笑。
And they probably said it in a sarcastic manner.
他们可能就是用一个很建议性的这种方式在说。
Because the Jews just came back from Babylon.
我们记得犹太人刚刚从这个巴比伦归回。
They were too insignificant to pose a threat to anyone.
他们还没有 他们还不希望能够要引起很多人的这个注意。
And so they were mocking and saying it in a very sarcastic way.
所以呢，他们就耻笑藐视他们说。
And the purpose is to get them to stop the work.
他们来耻笑他这些这些人的目的就是想让他们停止。
And later on, they will be inviting him to a meeting which Nehemiah refused to attend. And at that time, they were planning to murder him.
我们看到，其实在后面的时候，我们会看到他们有要跟尼希米会面，然后准备在这个米木在这个要来会面的过程中把尼希米暗杀掉，但是尼希米没有答应，没有去。
But this did not stop Nehemiah.
但是他们所有的这些反对因母都没有阻止尼希米。
Nor did he defend himself of the accusation that is mentioned here.
尼希米是这样子来回应这些控告。
You know, the accusation is that are you rebelling against the king?
这个控告其实非常严重，说你们做什么呢？要背叛王吗？
You know, most of us would argue back or defend ourselves.
通常如果我们被控告的时候，我们会直接回击。
But if you look at Nehemiah's answer in verse 20, he deferred it to God.
我们看到这个地方，尼希米面对这样的攻击的时候，他是来回到神的，用神来回击。
He says God will give us success.
他说第二十节，他说天上的神必使我们亨通。
And we, his servants, will start rebuilding.
我们做他仆人的要起来建造。
But as for you, have no share in Jerusalem or any claim or historical right to it.
你们却在耶路撒冷无份、无权、无纪念。
So he said, God will take care of our success.
所以我们看到神会使我们亨通。
But then he says, we are responsible to do the work.
我们是他的仆人，我们是有责任来做他的工。
But you, if you don't, you don't join or you oppose, then you have no share in what.
你们这些反对的或者是不愿意加入的，就是在这个神的事工里面就无份无权无纪念。
In other words, you won't receive the blessing or the glory for it.
就是说，你不会得到这个祝福和荣耀。
And we know within the city, among the Jerusalem, there's a group of people who didn't want to join.
我们知道在当时耶路撒冷有一些的人是不愿意加入。
That's the noble, the nobles.
是那些贵胄。
Those who sit in the boardroom and just use their mouth, but don't want to do the work.
这些贵胄就只是坐在高位，在那里用话语来讲一讲，但是不愿意动手去做工的。
And Nehemiah's confidence is in God himself and not in his leadership.
尼希米的这个信心是在于神，不是在于他自己个人的领袖。
And his clarity and confidence were all based on his understanding and knowledge of God and his faith in him.
他这样子有信心的来没有畏惧的来分享的时候，是基于他自己的对神的一个信心。
You see, God's vision is accomplished by God's people.
我们看到就是神的这个意象是要让我们来带领。
But with God's power and strength.
是以神自己的能力来和力量来实现他的意象。
And of course, also His wisdom. His wisdom, 智慧。
神也给他们智慧。
You see, but oftentimes we only use our human wisdom without God in it.
我们有的时候的问题就是很容易用人的智慧而忘记了去求问神。
And God has revealed to us the purpose of His church.
神向我们展示他建立教会的目的。
And He has also given His Spirit to the church to empower them to fulfill that mission.
他也给教会给圣灵来帮助教会来实现我们的这个使命。
And God's people must be a people of vision.
神的子民必须要相信，而且要借着神的能力来做工。
Because without vision, they will perish or do what is right in their own eyes.
因为如果没有这个神的意象，没有按着神的意象来行的时候，民就放肆，或者是民就灭亡。
You know, that's what Solomon warns us in Proverbs.
这就是所罗门在箴言里面所警告我们的。
And God's vision is for us as a church.
神给教会的意象是
that his people love him and love others.
就是他自己的子民，如果我们既爱神，而且要爱人如己。
Not just people in the church, but particularly people outside the church.
不仅是爱我们在教会以内的弟兄姐妹们，而且也要爱教会外的人。
So that they can become Christians or believers, and so that they will become disciples of Jesus Christ.
以至于他们可以接受福音，可以认识神，可以成为神的门徒。
That's the greatest or the main thing that we are responsible for.
这是我们最主要的目标。
All other ministry in the church must all lead us to fulfill this main thing.
在教会里，其他的事工都是应该服务于这个目标。
And we need to restore that vision and mission that God has given to His church back, because the secular idea of vision mission has been infiltrated or have been brought into the church.
所以我们必须重新恢复神所给我们的意象我们的使命，我们的目标，因为在这里我们很多时候很容易被世俗的这些关于意象、关于目标跟做工的来拦阻了我们。
Because God has already given us this vision, this mission, but we still want to come up with our own vision and mission.
神已经给了我们这样子的一个意向和使命，我们还要自己重新来制定一个自己的意向和使命吗？
You know, when I first joined this church,
我才加入到这个教会的时候，
I was told that we had somebody come, consultant to talk about our church situation and how to propose plan for us how we should move forward.
我听说就是当时我们去问一些这个咨询的公司怎么样帮助我们来建立这个教会的意向，还有我们的使命怎么实现。
The thing that tickles me wasn't the vision or mission or whatever that came out from it, but it is the core values.
这个当时触动我的不是说这个意向或者是使命，这些是我们的核心价值是什么？
Even the core values, we got it all wrong.
我们的核心的价值是从我们自己来的，还是要从外面来呢？
Because the core values have things like 10 of them. There was prayer, fellowship, and all these things, you know, Sunday school and so forth. All these things, 10 of them.
我们当时有十个这样子的核心的价值，包括就是主日学、祷告很多的这些。
You know, to me, core values are the characteristics of a person or a church.
对我来说，核心的价值是指这个人是怎么样，或者说这个教会到底是什么。
It's not in the things that you do.
不是在于你要做什么。
So,The Bible actually has tell us what the core values of Christians and Christians in the church they should have.
圣经已经告诉我们基督徒教会所应该要有的核心价值在什么。
That is the nine fruits of the Spirit.
就是这个圣灵所结的果子。
And when we have all these so-called core values, the fruits of the Spirit, then we can love.Those people who have not yet known Christ.
当我们有这个圣灵所结的这些果子的时候，我们才可以去爱这些还不认识神的人。
We must return back to the Bible.
我们必须回到圣经。
And look at everything that the world proposed to us from the teachings of the Bible.
我们知道我们所有的看来啊，我们所需要的都要从神所教导我们的来看。
And so we see how we mess ourselves up because we follow the ways of the world.
我们就可以看到，当我们跟随世俗的这些啊方法的时候、做法的时候，我们可以造成怎样的混乱。
See, go back to the Bible and ask God, God, what is all this thing that I see and I hear that is coming into the church?
所以我们要回到圣经来求问神，神你要我们所做的是怎样的？
You know, I have the luxury to do this because I'm a pastor.
我能够来这样子去回到圣经去查干，是因为我是一个牧师。
But you guys don't have the time and the knowledge or the training to do it.
你们可能没有这样子的一个时间，也没有这样的训练，没有这样子的能够去查看圣经。
But the question is, are you willing to trust your leaders when they tell you or they show you?The flaws of what you are doing.
但是那问题就是，你们愿意相信你的领袖来跟你所讲的，我们的问题是在哪里吗？
No, may God help us to be humble, teachable, and be a team.
愿神帮助我们，让我们可以谦卑愿意受教。
To build the church together.
来一同的来建造教会。
May God help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
亲爱天父，你的话已经出去，求神你自己的圣灵来感动教导，奉主耶稣的名求，阿们。